It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Congress is back in session, and Senate reconciliation talks are heating up. But Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer will be working remotely after testing positive for COVID. It's a busy week ahead at the White House. Monday morning, President Biden hosts an event celebrating the recently passed gun legislation. And in the late afternoon, he'll preview the first images from the Webb Space Telescope. Tuesday, the January 6th committee holds its next public hearing, beginning at 10 a.m. Eastern. More on that in a moment. On Wednesday, the president departs on a four-day trip to Israel, the West Bank, and Saudi Arabia. A little bit of contention over that one. On Thursday, it's still tentative, but the January 6th committee will reportedly hold a prime-time hearing. It may be the final one in this series, but we don't know that for sure yet. According to a new poll from the New York Times Siena College, President Biden is facing an alarming level of doubt from inside his own party, with 64% of Democratic voters saying they'd prefer a new candidate in the 2024 presidential campaign. At last check, Biden's job approval rating sat at 33%. Now, the president's taking a lot of heat on many issues, but again, his own party is not happy with the White House response to the Supreme Court overturning Roe. So on Sunday, he took a kind of tiny step, saying he might declare a public health emergency to allow federal resources to be used to increase abortion access in the wake of the Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade. The White House has said it doesn't see this as a great option. But Biden said it was important for abortion rights forces to do whatever they can to counter the decision as the red states keep imposing new abortion laws or tightening restrictions. So near his family's beach home in Delaware, the president answered some questions on Sunday.
Mr. President, for women who were protesting outside the White House yesterday.
Yes, keep protesting because keep making your point. It's critically important. We can do a lot of things to accommodate the rights of women in the meantime. But fundamentally, the only thing that's going to change this is if we have a national law that reinstates Roe v. Wade. That's the bottom line. Everything else, we can get pieces of it. And I'm trying to do that.
The president said he lacked the power to reinstate Roe, but the administration is doing, quote, a lot of things to accommodate the rights of women. However, White House Communications Director Kate Bedingfield further fanned the flames of discord within the party when she issued a statement on Saturday. She said, quote, Joe Biden's goal in responding to Dobbs is not to satisfy some activists who have been consistently out of step with the mainstream of the Democratic Party. What? She continued, it's to deliver help to women who are in danger and assemble a broad-based coalition to defend a woman's right to choose now, just as he assembled such a coalition to win during the 2020 campaign. Now back to that reconciliation package. Reportedly, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and quasi-president Joe Manchin have been negotiating a scaled-down $1 trillion reconciliation package, you know, like Build Back Better, but there are still hurdles. Schumer and the White House want to put a bill on the floor before the Senate leaves for the August recess. And they note that the USICA, that's the big China competitiveness bill, is being used as a negotiating pawn. Anyway, Schumer has already submitted a Medicare prescription drug pricing proposal to the Senate parliamentarian for review that CBO estimates would save the federal government nearly $288 billion over a decade. Senate Democrats also have a deal to raise taxes on pass-through income for small business owners who make more than $400,000 a year. The revenue generated by this tax would go to boost Medicare. But there's still no agreement on a global minimum tax, on the state and local tax deduction fight, which many progressives see as a giveaway to the wealthiest individuals, and most importantly, perhaps, what to do about those enhanced premium subsidies for Obamacare enrollees. This additional support runs out at the end of the year, and millions of us could see massive increases in our premiums if nothing is done. Manchin, of course, has concerns about this provision, but it is a big priority for Democratic leaders on the Hill, Democratic governors, and reportedly the White House. As for Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona, she hasn't shown her hand on this yet. So far, she's letting Manchin take the lead. But reports say there's no deal without Sinema's vote, and she's been skeptical of tax increases. Oy. And finally, there are environmental and climate change provisions. There's been a lot of focus on electric vehicle tax credits, something Manchin has complained about. He's worried about the impact of high energy costs and also wants to ramp up fossil fuel production in the short run while the U.S. eventually transitions to cleaner sources. What could possibly go wrong? And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.